Hey friend, welcome back. We are on week 4, where we move to the external. Up until this point, we have done a module on the body, a module on the mind, a module on emotions, and all of that had to deal with what's happening here within this body, within this mind. But we can also bring gratitude, and perhaps what we're more familiar with is bringing gratitude toward our external world. Things, family, friends, our home, our community, the world as a whole. So this is also important, and we're going to transition to that over the next 7 days. And today we'll start specifically with bringing gratitude to things. So things that we own, that we have, material items in our life. And we'll start by settling ourselves in the way that we have been. So maybe one deep breath to start. Inviting the eyes to close. And then the jaw, the shoulders, the belly. Inviting these areas to soften. And by now, you may notice that this intro that we've been doing, one deep breath, the eyes closing, inviting the jaw, the shoulders, the belly to soften. It might become a relaxation trigger for you, or it's the reminding cue that, okay, now it's time to settle in. And so all of that's done intentionally, and you can use that throughout your day. And once you settle into this flow, you just start by bringing your attention to your breath. Another way that we're grounding the mind, feeling the sensations of the belly expanding like a balloon and then deflating on an exhale. As always, if you'd like, you could place one hand on your belly, one hand on your heart. Connecting with the gift of being alive. Being able to breathe, having a heart that's beating. And so there can be a deep gratitude that can just start right here in our own minds and our bodies. But we may also be fortunate enough to have things outside of ourselves, material items, certain luxuries. So start by reflecting on 3 things that you used before you listened to this today. Now, if you're listening early in the morning, it could just be the bed or your cell phone or a window that you cracked open. And when you have these, then reflect on what would today have been like if you didn't have these things? Maybe it's a toothbrush, and the many people around the world that don't have that. Maybe it's a pair of shoes. Might not be the shoes that you want, but you have a pair of shoes. And how many people around the world don't even have that? And now reflect on 3 more things in your life, material things. Could be car, a certain amount of money, a computer, whatever, but 3 things that you really value, you really appreciate, that are a big part of your life and how you go throughout your day. So take some time to reflect on that now. And once you have those, reflect on their utility for you throughout the day. How do they make your life easier? How do they improve quality of life? And just why are you grateful for them in general? And as you do these gratitude reflections, it's really important to connect with what is the experience in the body? What does gratitude feel like in the body as an emotion, as an experience? Instead of it's just, I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful, allow it to be a full body expression. That's where the juice is. So we're coming to the end of this meditation for today. As always, you're welcome to stay in it and continue to reflect. I know this one can be fun. And as you go throughout your day, see if you could just put on your gratitude glasses and everything that you see, or as many things as possible that you see, see it through the lens of gratitude. What would it be like if I didn't have a car right now? If I didn't have this bus right now? If I didn't have this bicycle right now? Or my favorite is when you're in the bathroom, ask, what would it be like if I didn't have toilet paper right now? If toilet paper is there, I mean, we've all experienced what it's like when there's no toilet paper, when you actually need it. So the gratitude can start in the bathroom. And if you can tune into gratitude there, then you might notice, oh, there's a roof over my head, there's light, there's a place for me to wash my hands, there are paper towels if I need them. And you just start to cascade all of these different things that you could appreciate. And then watch the internal shift that comes with it. I'm not saying your life is going to radically shift in one moment of reflecting on you have gratitude, but it's these small accumulation of moments shifting our relationship to the things in our life that actually allow us to experience happiness from them. So gratitude for things is often an easy one. Have fun with it today. Get as many as you can, or just go deep in a few. I'll talk to you tomorrow, and until then, take care.